opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Shout out to Kevin, aka K-Dog.
K-Dog.
Slash K-Love. Did he do all three things for you, Mac?
He did.
There we go. You love to see it.
His email is Husker something or other, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's a Husker fan. He said we'd make fun of him. I said,
I'm getting ready to, actually. Yes,
Dylan
I
Raiola,
am.
Man. Yep, you know, yeah. He's going to be good.
Yeah. Dylan Raiola looking like Mahomes. But now I'm going to make fun of a Husker fan for a second because, as we know, they're stuck in 1995. And clearly their job is not the right one to take. Just ask Scott Frost, douchebag. Oh. I'll say that out loud. Douchebag Scott Frost.
It's getting hot in here.
Sorry, I saw Kevin. I saw a guy yesterday at the gym. Nebraska shirt, Nebraska shorts, Nebraska sneakers. That's overkill.
Oh,
I think you get two items. I think you get a hat and a shirt or a shirt and a shorts. You don't get
the whole wardrobe.
Yeah, like you're not on the team, man. Like, especially just working out. Like, this guy was decked out head to toe. That's a bit much for me. If you're going to rep the team, give yourself a hat, give yourself a shirt, fine. All of that?
Yeah, I kind of agree.
It's a bit much.
Yeah, I'm picturing myself putting, like, Chiefs stuff on, and if I was already at two items, I would then switch. I would not put on my chief shorts. I wouldn't be. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, right. It seems excessive to me. And I looked at this guy yesterday. I'm like, Nebraska. I said to myself, I guarantee he has Nebraska shoes. Yes, he does. He has Nebraska
yeah,
shoes on.
Heck yeah. Way to go, Kevin at the J.
So I don't know. Maybe it's the same Kevin.
It's
somebody from the 913 says, funny story. I just got in my car outside Quick Trip and rolled my windows down right when the Booth Creek Wagyu sounder came on. I got a few really weird looks as
Why?
The volume was
listening?
Somewhat loud.
They weren't listening too?
I guess not.
That's so funny.
That'd be great.
That's fantastic.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's great. And somebody, I don't know if this is true or not, but says, it looks like it's a speak to text, but it says, nothing bunk cake owner is a Chiefs fan.
Oh, good.
She's a great woman. Just a fun fact. Wes from Lee Summit, Missouri.
The national owner, like the original founder of Nothing Bundled Cakes?
Well, I mean, the way it came out, which I think is speak to text from Wes, it says, Nothing Bundles Cake owner is a Chiefs STM and... I think season ticket holder is what they were trying to say.
Yeah.
Chiefs season ticket holder and a
member.
Great...
It's a member.
Member. Season ticket member. Member, sorry. They get mad when you don't say that. It's not, you don't hold the tickets.
Right, you're a member.
They're about to get those boxes, right? Don't you always get that every year for season ticket holders? Like, they send you, like, a cool box with all your tickets in it, and they give you, like, whatever.
They send something different every year, I think. Richard gets that. We just go to the games.
I was going to say, I don't need all that.
I don't either.
Know,
like, what do you do with that stuff?
I think it's cool when they give out, like, the replica rings or whatever for, like, World Series or Super Bowls. I'm like, that's cool, but, like, I'm never going to go to, like, an event and be like, got my summer cheek on. Here you go. Nice World Series ring, dude. Yep, got it for being a fan. Like, I respect it if you're, like, an usher and you, you know, went through
but
all
they
that.
Gave it to you. Yeah. Hell yeah.
But, like, it's a giveaway. Like, I would definitely be like, hey, kid, you want this?
Yes.
You can have this.
Yeah, most of the giveaways. Like, we do a baseball trip. There's always, like, a giveaway at the ballpark. I'm like, I don't want this. My friend's like, take it. Like, they had, like a six-pack cooler last time when we were in Detroit. You know, stuff with six cans of beer.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't really need that.
I'll take the soft coolers.
Yeah, that's
like,
nice.
Vern, I was helping him cover a game the other night. He goes, hey, they gave these away the other night and they had extras. Do you want this? I was like, what is it, cooler? I was like, oh, yeah. He goes, easy. Don't take my hand. somebody goes, I get away from that by mixing a black Royals hat in with the Hawkeye shirt so I don't end up like Nebraska guy.
There you go. Exactly. Mix and match. Yeah, fine. Absolutely. But, I mean, you don't need to go full uniform when you're going to rep your team, man. Like, shoulder pads next?
Mm.
Those Nebraska fans, though, man, they love it. I was talking to somebody yesterday.
I love them.
Played at Nebraska. I was like, everybody in Nebraska still thinks it's 95. And he goes, that's when I was on the team.
Class of 95.
Remember when Binkley tried out for the Cornhuskers?
Mm-hmm.
He almost made the team.
They said he was too aggressive.
Yeah.
That's what he got cut for, too aggressive.
Mm-hmm. And then he went to Pitt State and drank beer for 4 years.
Yeah, you see, he didn't remember much.
No.
Remember we asked him. So Deion Sanders would like to see some sort of salary cap be introduced to college football. Do you agree with Coach Prime?
No, I do not. I like this Wild Wild West aspect of things. Mm-hmm. College sports had 50 years to figure things out, right? Mm-hmm. Right. We gave them ample time, right? It's like we gave you the opportunity. You didn't do it. Well, now here are the rules, tough. And it really, for me, hearing Deion say that is funny. Because it means he's not getting the money that he needs for the NIL to go out and recruit the players that he needs to win in Colorado. And I think that's going to be the next step for a lot of these coaches in college sports, is that they're not going to see the money coming in that they need to go out there and be competitive. And there's a lot of teams, again, like a Vanderbilt that's coming out, mm-hmm. or a BYU in basketball, or Utah, or whoever the case may be. You're seeing a lot of these non-traditional, Texas Tech, mm-hmm. non-traditional powers go out there and spend a lot of money. And if you don't have the boosters and the wherewithal to be able to do that, you're not going to be able to keep up. And I think that's going to be the kind of the next wave of driving these coaches out, is that we get a couple of years into this NIL thing and they realize they got a bunch of cheapskates that are their, you know, their alumni base that aren't writing the checks, and they can't get the money to go out and get the great players. And then they're going to look for another job, or they're just going to look to get out and go to the NFL or something else. So this is so fascinating to me. Every time in college sports, something little happens, I just continue to take mental notes of like, where's this going to be in 5 years, man? Especially like the Big 12 and the Big 10 are fighting now over what the college football playoff should be this year. Mm-hmm. You know, like they're fighting over that kind of stuff. Like college sports, man, I'll tell you, it's entertaining as hell off the field right now.
Yeah, Mac and I were kind of talking about this morning, and I think I still stick to my normal take. I think if you're going to do the NIL deal, I love it. College football, you've asked all, you know, people have asked, you know, for years, they should be getting paid. They're getting paid. Now we don't like it. Because, because I think a lot of people, and I think they are connected to a degree, but I think the one thing that everyone hated about college sports 10 years ago, maybe less than that, 5 years ago, was the fact that these kids were not getting money, so they were doing things to get money, which was causing them to get suspended or lose their scholarships.
That's right.
The other thing they didn't like was the fact that the kids, if they wanted to go to a new school because they didn't like the coach or something like that, they could transfer, but they had to wait a full year and sit out. That wasn't fair. And then the problem is we went from 0 to 100 really quick. We went from like, oh, I don't want to go to Baylor. Okay, well, where do you want to go? Cincinnati. Okay, well, I didn't like Cincinnati either. I still have another transfer. I'm going to use that too. It's like 3 schools in 3 years. Like, that seems like you're abusing the system.
Uh-huh.
And then you look at NIL deals, and it's like, well, this kid going to BYU is making $7 million to play basketball there. Okay, they got money. This kid's good. They want to pay him $7 million. Whatever. Then you have these people that are like, oh, they go there for like 1 year, then they leave. And it's like, well, if you want to have some sort of, you know, cap on it, don't have caps, have contracts. Have NIL contracts. Have something where it's like, hey, this is, let's just say Jersey Mike's is a sponsor for a kid that goes to Kansas. And he's like, yeah, you can do it, but it's a 2-year deal. If you opt out after a year, that deal is gone, which I think makes perfect sense. Yeah, you're not the school anymore. You don't represent what we're NIL for, so you don't get it anymore. You don't get paid in full right away.
Right,
and yeah. I think that's how NIL works right now, is that you sign up, here's your full amount of money. I don't think it's like a process of payments.
I've never even really thought about how they pay them. Yeah.
Right, and I think it is like all upfront guaranteed money. Here it is. Here's how it works. I'm pretty sure. So it's like, oh, he said he was.
Well, now that they've become employees of the university, they're probably going to pay them like they pay us every 2 weeks or something like that, which is the smart way to do it because helps with the budgeting, you know.
But I think also, I think we're maybe seeing Deion kind of have a little bit of fear of like what Colorado will be. Like,
absolutely,
it is. Like he had the number 2 overall pick and the Heisman Trophy winner. Right. He had his son, sure, but they were good. They weren't great. They changed the way that franchise was in Colorado from a putrid team to an easy win on your schedule to, hey, we can win 6-7 games a year, maybe make a bowl game, not mm-hmm. win one of them, but we at least changed the steps. And it's like, was that the ceiling for Deion?
It may have been. And I think that's, I
hope not, because he's great for the sport.
No, he's phenomenal for the sport. I hope he's here for another 30 years, right? Like, but I look at those comments, and I've been around this game long enough to realize when you start to hear this kind of stuff, there's underlying issues. And when Deion is talking about a cap, he's saying that because he knows he's not going to get that NIL money that he needs, and he can see his own, you know, kind of future of going, my kid's gone, and, you know, Travis Hunter's gone. I need money now, guys, because now he's no longer the mentors of all these guys that he had early in life. He's now got to go out and recruit other dudes that maybe he doesn't have relationships with, and it doesn't matter that you're Deion Sanders anymore. It matters how big a check you're going to write. And Deion knows that. And so he needs the money. And so those comments to me, I think that's a very big foreshadow right there of what's to come with Colorado and what's to come with Deion Sanders. I don't know that that thing's going to last forever. I hope it does. It may not last after this season. If he's not getting the money that he wants in order to put the program together where he feels it's going to be competitive, he's going to walk away and Colorado's going to be back to being a nobody again.
Yeah, because we're rewarding money and not good leadership and good coaches and actual, you know, football teams.
That is the other thing. Like, you used to talk about all these great coaches anymore. How often are we going to talk about great coaches anymore in college sports? I mean, there's really not many of them left to even know at this point in time in both basketball and football. It's been a constant turnover. I mean, Kay and Roy and all these guys saw it coming, man, and they're like, we're out, Saban. All these guys jump ship because they didn't want to deal with it. They've been able to do whatever they want, sneaking bags of money to people all over the place, and nobody's saying anything. Now that it's a level playing field, people don't want it, but it really isn't a level.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Playing field. Because if you don't have the boosters that are going to give the money for you to be able to give to the players, you're out of luck, pal.
Maybe it's foreshadowing of what the MLB is, because the MLB needs a salary cap. And it's not fun, because it is always the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Mets.
That's where this is headed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.